It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you. Happy Thursday, June 13th, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm glad it's not Friday the 13th, but it is Thursday the 13th, a hot one out there in Bullhead City. I hope you're staying hydrated and drinking water if you're on the Colorado River or Havasu or Bullhead or Needles or somewhere along the way, because it's going to be a hot one today. Speak Up 2.0 every day is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And our guest today for the whole hour is Mayor Tom Brady of Bullhead City. If you have any questions for the mayor, here's your opportunity to ask him. You can give us a call at 702-298-1063. He'll be here the whole hour. And welcome, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah. So, lots going on in the city with Section 12 and recycling and water. How do you stay on top of all of it?
It's a full-time job.
Yeah, it is. It is, huh? I mean, you're in there every day.
I'm there every day. Yeah. And many events on the weekends.
Yeah. And then at home at night reading stuff?
No, I try to stay away
finally,
from that.
Yeah, okay, that's good, because I was talking with Matt Hammerhand a couple of weeks ago, and he was telling me that he finally had to put stuff away at 5 o'clock and go home, you know, and not take work home. And I think we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Larry, I think it's Larry, first-time caller.
Okay.
In a while. My name is Mark over here in Bullhead.
Okay, Mark, how can we help you?
And good afternoon, Mayor. I had an opportunity to come up, speak to you, introduce myself approximately a year ago, and you're just doing the best. You made me feel as important as anybody else. Took the time. And I want to stress to you now, as I did then, the town is looking spectacular. That waterfront project down by Community Park is just, it's going to be, I can see the vision. And when people come in from out of town, Rotary Park is off the chart. I mean, it's like the diamond
right
in this town. You guys keep adding to it. Now, if you would allow me just to get something off my chest, I was going to write a letter to the editor of our paper, and I remembered that you were going to be on, and I saved a couple articles. This isn't a Bullhead problem, a Laughlin problem, Arizona or Desert Southwest. It's a problem in the United States of people so selfish or arrogant to take an animal in these places that are not service animals at all, not even remotely. And it's just, it's rude. And what really stirred me, the news this weekend, there's a restaurant in, I think it's called the Bombay Grill in Ogden, Utah. He put his foot down and said, no more service animals, period. No more animals. And, of course, he's in hot water, and he said, I'm willing to go all the way and do what I have to do. I also had an article cut out of the Bullhead paper, and I didn't get the date on it, so I'll have to kind of punch here, but it was Arizona considers fines for fake service animals. But like this one representative, Senator John Kavanaugh of Fountain Hills, said, I don't want to go in and use a cart where a dog has been in there in the last, but this last weekend I witnessed it in 4 stores. And these dogs, they're not service animals. And this article on the Utah thing, they broke it down virtually. A C&I dog is is really the only one. Now, they said they go to these comfort animals and stuff, but to me, it's just rude to be walking in a grocery store and animals are looking over the meat counter. You know they're wrapped up. And it's almost to the point that the disabled parking thing has gotten way, people have taken advantage of it. Something that was supposed to be a good, legitimate opportunity for people. And I see stuff all the time that people are, it might be a relative or whatever, but.
Okay, Mark, let us do this.
Anyway, I got off my chest. And
I appreciate your call.
At least listen, but it's getting worse.
Yeah, let us chat about it for a little bit here. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. And thank you for those kind words.
And like he said, it's not something that's just exclusive to our communities, but I see it all the time, too, in Walmart. In fact, one night I was in Walmart, this was maybe a year ago, and a guy had a beautiful black lab, and he had the big saddle on it that said service dog. And I started talking to the guy, because I love labs, and I have a black lab. And come to find out, it was his wife's dog, and his wife has passed away. And I'm like, well, then, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, then, it's not a service dog now. Your wife passed away, but he still takes it to Walmart with him. And, of course, I see him in Walmart. I saw a guy just a week ago walking in with two dogs, and they said no. They shut him down. But that's a problem everywhere, isn't it?
The federal government has said there's no definition of a service dog.
Yeah.
There's no training for a service dog. There's no definition of a service dog. So people are saying that I need this for comfort, or I need this because I'm hard of hearing, and if I'm in a hotel room or whatever, I want to see the, I can't hear the fire alarm. And it's gotten to the point where our country is just going backwards on so many of these things.
Common
sense says you don't put a dog in the child's seat on a shopping cart that's
right.
In a grocery store.
Yeah.
But you just can't legislate against stupidity.
I know. So, Mark, thank you for the call, and I think the majority of the public out there agree with you, but like the mayor said, you can't legislate against something like that. So, okay, we were, before we got the call, just talking about all the things you try to keep up with and limit it to 8 hours a day and then all the events on the weekends. And last week we had the Chef's Fest, and you and Carla were both there all night.
And the next day I was at the finals of the Striper Derby.
Yeah, so the mayor's job is not a 40-hour job by any means.
And the week before that I had four events on Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
But that's what I'd signed in for. So
yep.
I'm not complaining about it. It's just that it does require an awful lot of time.
But you're looking forward for the last day when you say, here's the key, I'm done?
No, actually not.
No?
I've often thought about how involved I want to stay after I retire from this job, and
right.
I still haven't figured that one out.
I haven't either. I mean, when I retired from the fire department, it was like, well, this was all my life and everything for 31 years, and all of a sudden I'm still doing a lot and staying involved in a lot, and sometimes it becomes overwhelming. So,
but I also think that 8 years is long enough.
Yeah, it is.
As a matter of fact, that's an interesting topic because probably last year I wanted to introduce term limits to the city council, and I found out that it was illegal to do so because the state statutes dictate city council elections, and it didn't say that you could do that, so it was we were prohibited from doing it. And while I was sitting there waiting for the show to start, I was going over some of the stuff from League of Cities and Towns on the new law, and lo and behold, they just passed a new law that allows cities and towns, by a majority vote of the city council, to impose term limits on their council and mayor. So now I have to give some thought as to whether or not I want to introduce that to this council.
Right. Because we've got some people on there that have been on there for a long time. They're on their third term.
And I don't really even know how long some of them have been there, but I think some have been there for more than the 2 4-year terms.
Right,
But if I can't contribute everything I've got to contribute in 8 years, then something's wrong.
Well, I think one of the things that happens, in my opinion, is an elected official gets into a position. Well, after the first, few years, they've learned a lot about that position and about whoever they're representing, whether it be the city or the county or the state or whatever. And then they grow to the opinion that I've learned so much, I can't stop now. You know, I nobody can take my place because I've learned all this. Even though the day they stepped in there, they knew nothing more than the average person. You know, and they might have been on a committee or something, but it's almost as if they get in there and they get the mindset that there's so much going on and I know it all, I can't leave.
But that's a good logical explanation why not to have term limits, because there are people that have grown into that position and
right.
They've now made all of the contacts, and that just makes them all that much more effective. So
yeah.
It's a tough decision. Some people would agree with term limits and other wouldn't.
Yeah.
I just wish we had them in Congress.
Yeah, I do too. I think everybody agrees except the people in Washington. So the water problem. The city is spending $400,000 right now to basically get a value of the system.
Well, it's not just the value of the system. The value of the system is a part of that $400,000, but I think that was closer to like $175,000. We contracted out with a professional engineering firm that specializes in a project like this, and they have come to town and they have looked at all of EPCOR's facilities. They've looked at their tanks, they've looked at their pumps, they've looked at their meters, they've dug up the ground to look at some of the lines. And they will come up with a value that they think the system should be worth if we go to condemnation.
Okay.
We needed that information to find out as to whether or not we even want to ask the voters for it.
Right.
So we believe the system is probably worth between $50 and $75 million, and EPCOR says it's worth $130 million.
Right.
If it's worth $130 million and our consultant says it's worth $130 million, we will probably drop the subject and take it no further, and we will just live with EPCOR for a lifetime. But if our consultants say that it's worth $50 or $60 million and they put all of the pencil to paper and say that if you buy it for that, with your holding costs, your interest, your debt, you can still do it at a reasonable cost, similar to what EPCOR is charging right now, then we very well may ask the voters to move forward on it.
Okay. And then the price of water, if assuming the city was to, the judge was to say, bang, it's for sale at this price, they got to sell it, and the city buys it. The city's got to recoup that $50-60 million that they've invested
right.
in the purchase of this. So our water prices would probably go up a little bit for a short time until...
That's one of the reasons why we're hiring the company, because it's going to be an enterprise fund, and we will,
right.
we will get a bond, which will be a revenue bond. So, yes, the residents will pay off that debt as they have the sewer system that we have right now. But until we have those numbers, we won't know exactly how much it might cost the ratepayers, and we're hoping that it can be at very much the same rate and possibly even reduced.
Okay. Because right now they're making a profit on the rate, and that profit, of course, not only leaves our city and our state and our United States, but it goes off to Canada, and the profit they reap the profit up there. So hopefully that yearly profit will cover that nut. Basically,
and that's what we're studying right now. It's
okay.
It's probably one of the most important decisions that will have been made by the city council and the voters in the last 20 years.
So
we want to make sure that we have all of the facts and we know what it is we're getting into before we ask the voters what's going to happen.
When do you think that time period will happen?
We expect that the consultant's report will be out by the end of the month, and we will be voting on it probably in July.
Oh, wow. Okay, that quick.
And that's just voting as to whether or not we want to move it forward.
Right.
But we will get the consultant's report, because we're on a tight timeline here. If we're going to ask the voters to do this, we know that EPCOR is going to come out with, as they did before when there was talk about doing this, they funded a PAC for $50,000, and they were doing full-page ads in the newspaper
right.
talking about the folly of a condemnation.
Yep.
And you've seen the electronic billboards that are already up all over town. So we know that they will fight us, and we have to put together an education campaign, which is factual, because the city cannot advocate one way or another. We can only educate the public, so we're going to be presenting the facts the way we know them, and we expect EPCOR will be doing whatever they do.
Because they don't want to lose their golden goose.
You know, even their own... their financial reports to their shareholders have come out and said that they found that Arizona is one of those states where it's lucrative to invest in.
Yeah, we know.
Because they are governed by the Arizona Corporation Commission, which doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
They don't.
And I didn't say that.
I know. Well, and I told them, I said that if, I think I was a little bit rude, but I said at the council meeting when the gentleman was here from the corporation, if you allow this to happen, don't come back to Bullhead. You know, because the Corporation Commission kind of started this ball going, rolling, didn't it, by saying that they had to equalize all their districts?
They said they wanted consolidation options. So
yeah.
When EPCOR put together that their last rate case, they wanted us to be consolidated with all 11 of their holdings throughout the state of Arizona, and they wanted all of us to pay exactly the same monthly rate, regardless of where you were at.
Right, which includes, like, Scottsdale and some of these areas where...
Paradise Valley and Anthem.
Their water's a little higher than ours.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got to transport the water from the Colorado River all the way to the Phoenix area, and then it's
right.
Surface water, and then it has to be treated as surface water to deliver it to the customer, so there's additional cost to that. And by their own admission, they so much as said that if consolidation took place, it was going to raise our rates to $45, I think, and 99 cents or something like that.
Yeah.
And we were going to pay an extra $3 or $4 a month, basically more than what was needed to service our own area.
Well, and with that additional $3 or $4 a month doesn't come cleaner water, better service, better pipes, or anything else. It just becomes additional revenue for them.
Okay, but don't get me wrong. Now, I don't want to badmouth EPCOR's performance.
No, I don't either. I think locally they do. I think the employees here in our community work hard for what they do.
Yeah.
And I think they deliver water to our homes and our businesses. But to take an extra $3 or $4 that isn't going to change that system or improve that system just goes to Canada.
You know, one of the things that I was just looking at before the show began, I was looking at our budget, and this is interesting because it applies to EPCOR also. EPCOR, through their accounting practices, they're able to depreciate things like a vehicle. So they go out and buy a new vehicle every 5 or 7 years, and they depreciate it so they can write that off on their taxes. But who pays for that new vehicle at the end of that time? The ratepayers, because
right.
They just went out and bought a new vehicle. And here I'm reading from the city's budget. The majority of city fleet vehicles are fully depreciated and have exceeded their useful life.
Yeah.
Our proposed budget includes $347,000 for the replacement of vehicles.
Yeah.
But that's something, the difference between them as a private corporation
right.
can depreciate it and write it off, where we don't have the luxury of doing
you
that.
You keep using the vehicles even though they were beyond their use.
The vehicle I drove over here is a 2010 Impala,
yeah.
You know, the economy model.
9 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. How many miles are on it?
Not that many, because
oh.
It's basically for city hall use, and I think it's only got about 15,000 miles on
oh,
it.
Oh, okay. So, but still, it's 9 years old.
Yeah.
9 years of the sun beating on the interior and everything else. And all right, Mr. Mayor, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Classic car owners trust their collectible vehicles to David Miner and his team of professionals at the Upholstery Shop in Bullhead City. Your boat will look and feel like new when you have it reupholstered at the Upholstery Shop. If your jet ski has a tattered seat, get it over to the Upholstery Shop. Just imagine new cushions on that patio furniture. David Miner only uses American-made Sunbrella, ensuring the longevity of your outdoor furniture. After all, living here, we practically live outside. Remember to drop it off at the Upholstery Shop, Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr., Bullhead City.
Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app, free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you are. Fast, secure, and convenient. The Horizon Community Bank app. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank for more information about mobile banking in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Parker, and Portside. Member FDIC, Horizon Community Bank.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Larry Tuneforce, your host, with Mayor Tom Brady. The show is brought to you every weekday by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman. If you bump into any of those people in those businesses, let them know you hear the show and you appreciate them sponsoring it so you can hear it and you can hear the mayor. And we were talking off the air. You wanted to mention that the city now took ownership of part of the land north of the Riverside parking lot?
Right.
How big a land? Well,
let's just go back from the beginning. And this is, you know, one of the things that I'm proud of is when I was the county parks director, I was in charge of the Davis Camp property
right.
when the county first acquired that. And through the course of time, I developed a friendship with the former state lands director who said, why don't you apply for to have the legislature give all of the sovereign land to the county? So sovereign land is defined as the land that was underwater before the dam was built. State land, state trust land, is all of the other land throughout the whole state.
Okay.
There's rules for state trust land that can only be used for education purposes and it can only be sold at auction at more than fair market value. There are no rules for state sovereign land. So back in 1989, I had the state legislature convey 67 acres of the riverfront property of Davis Camp to the county.
Oh.
And then when I became mayor, it was like I was looking at that land just south of the Laughlin Bridge and north of Don Laughlin's boat, ferry boat.
Right.
And I said, that's all state sovereign land. State land department claimed that it was trust land, but we went down, we made an argument with them, they agreed with us, and with the help of State Representative Regina Cobb, a bill was introduced this last legislative, and it passed unanimously and was signed by the governor. So now we own all of that land on the river below Don Laughlin's truck parking area.
Okay.
And there's I think it's like 18 acres of land, but it extends all the way out to the center of the river. So,
oh, yeah.
So I think it's closer to probably about 10 or 12 acres of actual land itself.
So now you've got to sit down and go, what are we going to do with it?
What are we going to do with it? And
right.
that's a long way down the road because
yeah.
right now we've got higher priorities and less money.
Of course. But like that, like Mark said, the caller, Section 12 is looking good. Palm trees out there now. And
I told Toby, I said, we got to do something to make it just look better.
It is. It's looking great.
Yeah. So we went out and priced the palm trees with Star Nursery and some others, and it was like, we can't afford this. So we talked to somebody who knew somebody who owned a palm tree nursery, and they just wanted to get rid of them. So they basically said, if you come and get them, we'll sell them to you for a song.
Oh, good.
So our staff just went down there and has been digging them up and putting them down there.
Yeah.
And people are criticizing us on Facebook. They're saying
they need
to be shade trees. Well, we don't know exactly what the future of that land is going to be. But if we plant a shade tree and it grows to be 40 foot tall,
yeah.
when the time comes and we decide that we want to do something else with that shoreline, we now have a full-grown tree that it has to be cut down.
Right.
We can always move a palm tree.
Yeah.
So
right now, all that land is still state land, right?
But BLM land.
BLM land. But when does Bullhead take ownership of it so that it can be better developed with maybe a developer?
I was down in Phoenix last month, and we met with the state BLM director and his staff, and we talked about what the process was moving forward on the exchange, because there's a whole process that has to be gone through, and there's a lot of requirements, including appraisals. And
what the public doesn't realize is that process started way back when Don Laughlin donated the land north of Kingman to the city. That was all part of the plan then, that it could eventually be swapped with BLM and the city end up with the riverfront.
It's been going on for a while.
Yeah, that's a few years.
Well, we could have sold the property up there, but who wants to buy, you know, 1,120 acres of remote area?
Yeah.
So, no, we've been working on it, and one of the good things that we found after meeting with the state BLM director, after having been advised by our congressional delegation, try and make it as easy as they can for Bullhead City, because the administration at the federal level has changed, and they want a more cooperative and friendly federal government. So one of the things they told us is that enough environmental assessments have been done on that property so we can save probably $250,000 by not doing that as part of the process.
Oh, good. That's good.
So the next step right now is they have to hire an appraiser, and the BLM is responsible for that by law. They will appraise Don Laughlin's property in the Black Mountains. They will appraise the land down in Section 12, and then we will sit and decide how we want to move forward from there.
Okay. So, and then that'll happen 6 months?
No, we believe that we are going to get the intergovernmental contract from the BLM within the next 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that will just be, this is what we're all agreeing to, and we are going to have to front some of the costs because BLM wants to be reimbursed for appraisers and things of the sort. So that'll all be part of the agreement.
Okay. So in the next few weeks, that'll be brought up?
It'll be brought up, but then it'll still be another months or more before we get any further into the next step.
Okay. Now, a question was asked to me the other day when we were talking about the water. Mark Clark on City Council now works for EPCOR. And as the city progresses with this, he's going to see all the communications and whatnot as to the value, and he's going to sit in the meetings.
All right, let's not go any further because you're wrong.
Okay.
First off, he doesn't work for EPCOR. He works for his paycheck comes from Johnson Utilities. Johnson Utilities owns the water system in the area, in the Santan Valley area south of Phoenix, and Johnson Utilities is a private water company that is being mismanaged and providing questionable water. The Arizona Corporation was asked to step in and to take over that water system. They held hearings, and the Corporation Commission said Johnson Utilities is not providing safe, reliable drinking water, so they basically said, we are going to take over your system, and they looked for somebody to actually manage the system. It was my understanding that two of the cities down there wanted to do that, and EPCOR wanted to do that, and the Corporation Commission chose EPCOR. So EPCOR is basically managing Johnson Utilities' system, to my knowledge.
Right.
But Johnson Utilities is still collecting the bills and paying that to the Corporation Commission or to EPCOR, whatever the case may be. Mark Clark, our city council person, does not work for EPCOR. He works for Johnson Utilities. But he's directed by EPCOR as to, you know, they're the ones that are managing Johnson Utilities.
Right.
So it's technically he doesn't work for them. But Mark realizes there is the appearance of impropriety, so anything having to do with our discussions on EPCOR, he recuses himself from that.
But does he still get the same information the rest of the council does from the attorney or from the city manager in regards to that?
He gets nothing more that is not available to the general public.
Okay.
Anything that we get, you get.
Well, yes, I know. But, I mean, you get communications and whatnot prior to a council meeting or whatnot that the average person doesn't go online and look it up to see what it said because you're going to discuss it during a meeting.
Actually, we don't see hardly any of that at all. That's usually done at the staff level, and Toby doesn't share that with us.
Okay.
If we have something that we need to know, it might be done in an executive session where the public is not privy to
it,
and Mark doesn't attend any of those.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I always just, somebody proposed a question to me, and I was thinking, well, I don't know. He probably sees the same thing every other council person sees, and that could be hazardous to our health if when it comes down to push comes to shove.
But on the other side of it, now that I think he has a closer working relationship with EPCOR, I would be curious to know if he knows stuff about their operation.
That you wish you knew.
That we wish we knew, but we've never asked and he's never shared. So.
Yeah. So it's, everybody keeps quiet and hope it works out in the end.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, let's take another little pause for the cause, and we'll be right back with Mayor Tom Brady.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside. Inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter. A flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad. Smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese. Served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrettes. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Make it a Father's Day to remember with a gift from the Laughlin Outlet Center. Find Dad the perfect pair of shoes for work or play at Famous Brand Shoes. And don't miss the latest styles from Pendleton for the man who has everything. How about some original art from the Florida Greco Fine Art Gallery? Boot Barn is loaded with jeans, hats, boots, and more. Talk about selection and style. Burke's Outlet offers just that. For Father's Day, meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center, Casino Drive, Laughlin.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Anything Medical maintains that products and solutions should be tailored to fit your lifestyle with only the right equipment in your daily life. Anything Medical is giving 15% off scooters and lift chairs. OxyGo Portable Concentrator was $2,900, now $2,499. Additional battery was $625, now only $400. Atrix Lenco Sandals on sale for $39.95. Don't put your health needs off any longer. Anything Medical is the affordable solution you can depend on. Located at 2350 Miracle Mile in the Riverview Mall.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0 with Larry Toonforce, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you each weekday by Mojave Shred for your secure document protection. If you deal in employee information or customer information, by law, you have to take care of that stuff. And Randy over at Mojave Shred can sure help you out. Perkins Family Restaurant, where they get the best breakfast, lunch, and dinners around. And, of course, the pies and the muffins and the cookies and the brownies. Oh, you don't even want to talk about those. And they're coming to Kingman. They're under construction right now. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they have that co-op connection card. If you like to save money, you want a co-op connection card. If you're rich and you don't need to save money, well, then that's something else. Otherwise, stop by their office on Hancock and pick up your co-op connection card. Prescriptions, doctor's appointments, furniture, cars, you save on everything. Barron's Pest Solutions, where if you've got bugs, spiders, scorpions, or termites, and we all do during this heat, because they all want to come inside, call Barron's, and they can set you up for a schedule or a one-time deal or whatever, and they do commercial and residential. Barton 20 Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot. It's brand new Hyundais, and I was up there recently. They're all bright colors sitting out there on the lot. And you can order right now. You can order a brand new Hyundai for under $20,000. All right. We're back with Mayor Tom Brady. We got about 20 minutes left here. One more commercial break. And if you have any questions for the mayor, it's 702-298-1063. Recycling.
Larry, before you do that, because you mentioned if you're rich enough, you can't do something. Let's go back to EPCOR. If you're listening out there and you are a citizen or you are a ratepayer for EPCOR, if you are a disabled veteran with any disability, it can be a 1% disability, or if you fall beneath 200% of the poverty level, go down to the EPCOR office and ask for your $10 a month discount.
Oh.
And you are entitled to both if you're both a disabled veteran and poor. And there are only a certain number of those that are available in the state, but EPCOR says not many people are using that, and I would encourage everybody, you can save either $10 or $20 a month if you are a disabled veteran or if you fall below 200% of the poverty level, the federal poverty level.
So you just go to their office there
and apply.
And apply for it.
And obviously take whatever documentation you might need
sure.
to prove it.
Yeah.
And I would say go online to EPCOR.com to see exactly what those programs require in the way of proof.
Great. Good information. So somebody's going to save money out there on that.
Right.
Recycling. Now, I know you could talk until 4 o'clock on recycling.
Yes,
but
I did on Tuesday morning.
Just a couple of minutes. Recycling is a problem nationwide, not just in Bullhead City.
Yes.
And the way I understand it quickly is that they want to pick and choose what you put in the blue drum now, and they want it clean, clean, clean. So, like, if you're throwing away a jar of jelly that you've just about got all the jelly out of, they want you to stop and rinse it and throw it in there.
No, they don't want you to throw in that jar at all because there is nobody that is recycling glass.
Yeah, so now they don't even want glass anymore.
They don't want glass. There is nobody out there that is recycling glass to change it into something new. It's cheaper for them to go to a beach and pick up sand and make it from sand.
Wow. And so then the other thing is that even your paper plates, if you are having a barbecue on Saturday and everyone's eating beans and whatever, they want you to wash off the paper plates before you recycle.
No, they don't want that paper. They don't want that dirty paper plate whatsoever.
Oh, they don't?
No.
And they don't want newspaper now?
Newspaper market has fallen so much. Years ago, when we first got into this, they used to get $95 a ton for recycled paper. They drove it all the way to Las Vegas to the recycling center, and a pallet weighs about a ton. They used to get $95 for it.
Okay.
Now they're getting $5.
Wow.
So is there really any benefit to the environment by having a truck travel 100 miles using diesel fuel for $5?
Yeah.
So that market has changed entirely.
And again, that's not just here, but that's everywhere in the U.S., right?
This is nationwide.
Yeah.
China used to accept 60% of all of the recyclable material in the United States. And China has now decided that they're getting so much contamination and they have so much pollution on their own shores that they're not accepting anybody's unless it's like 99% clean. If you want to research it, just Google China Sword, and you will see all of the information about how they have stopped recycling and what it's doing to the country here.
Okay.
And right now, we don't have hardly any recycling areas here. Las Vegas, where Public Service has built a huge plant,
right.
And we've gone up there and we've looked at it. And what they're telling us that 60% of the materials that goes through that plant basically ends up in the Las Vegas dump.
Wow.
Because it's either non-usable, such as glass and things
of the sort. Or contaminated.
Or it's contaminated because you threw your newspaper in there along with your jelly jar, and that jelly jar has contaminated something else, so it all ends up in the trash.
Yeah.
So not only are they now here in Republic Services in our area having to transport it to Las Vegas, then when it gets there, it goes into their dump, and we have to pay those dumping fees, which are higher than they are here in Mojave County. So bottom line is, our contract with Republic Services is up in 2021. Republic Services says we're bleeding red because of the China Sword.
Right.
So they're now proposing to the city an alternative. And what they would like to do is that they would like to make recycling an option, if you wish, and go to once-a-week pickup. If you've got two cans and you don't want to pay extra to recycle, you would be allowed to keep your two cans, and it would be once-a-week pickup.
If you want both cans out the same day.
If you want both of them.
Right.
A lot of people won't want them, but if you have two containers full of trash, as I did this weekend because I did yard work,
right.
I needed that. And yesterday was my recycling day. I had one cardboard box at the bottom of it. So, you know, yeah. Now it's a question as to what we want to do next. And what Republic Services is proposing is that they will keep our current rate at $15.16. They will actually reduce it to $14.99, which is
okay. Well,
16 cents. But right. Just round it off to $15. We are paying $15 now in Bullhead City for our trash service. Lake Havasu City is paying $17.30 for the same thing that we're doing right now. Needles is paying $22.54.
Ouch.
Kingman is paying $19.80, and they don't have any recycling except drop-off locations. Republic Service is saying if you go to this program and make it just voluntary buy-in on the recycling, we will keep that $15 rate up until December of 2028.
That's a good deal for the citizens.
For the citizens, you are going to see a $15 bill plus your CPI raise every year, but for the next basically 10 years.
Okay.
And right now, the city council seems to be going off in that direction.
Yeah.
And we will probably be voting on that in a couple of weeks.
Okay. So, and then if the citizens want to participate in recycling, they would voluntarily do that with Republic and still use their blue drum for recycling.
They would get a new blue drum.
Oh, a new one.
It would be a different color, and that would only go out one day a week, kind of like on a Wednesday.
Right.
And in addition, we would be adding another recycling drop-off location. Right now we have one at the Old City Hall for anybody that doesn't live inside.
When you say Old City Hall, there's two buildings for City Hall, the older of the two buildings.
Yeah. Okay, we have like four bins up there right now, the big bins. So the people who live in the RV parks and stuff that want to recycle, they can bring their stuff there and just drop them in there.
Right.
And if we go with this proposal, we would do another drop-off location further north for the residents there. So if they didn't want to pay the $10 a month, but they still wanted to recycle, they could do it and they could take it to one of these drop-off locations.
Because the interesting thing is they don't want your plastic bag either.
The plastic,
so you've got to dump it into your barrel or dump it into the city barrel.
Or put it in a cardboard box and throw it in there.
Yeah
the plastic bags are the bane of the recycling plant because they basically have a whole bunch of grinding machines, you know, like a tree stump grinder, and those plastic bags get caught in the gears and it stops the whole process.
After they trained us all to bag everything.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's changed a lot, and hopefully we'll get our a big 10-year commitment from them on one price. That'll be good.
Well, we have to decide, do we want to do socialized recycling and have everybody pay for it and still have the 60% contamination rate that we have now?
Yeah.
Or do we want to keep the cost as low as we can for our residents, and those people who are serious will pay for it, but they will also recycle responsibly?
Right.
So it's, I don't know. It's a tough question.
Yeah. So in the next minute or two, what's on the mayor's wish list for Bullhead City? When you sit back and think, okay, for some reason we got a windfall of money. I don't know what, you know, a grant or something. What's on your wish list that you would like to see accomplished in Bullhead City between now and the end of your term? Which is,
well, it will never happen. But my biggest fear is that we're growing to the point where we're going to be like Southern California, and traffic congestion is going to be atrocious.
Well, it is already sometimes during the middle of the day.
Sometimes it is, just as it was back in the 1980s when we were two-lane road.
Yeah,
and now we're growing to the point where it's going to get worse. And I wish we had the money to improve our infrastructure so that people had more options to get off of Highway 95. If I can't do anything more in my time here, that's what I would wish for.
Okay. So maybe because with Gold Rush has relieved a lot of that, hasn't it?
And I want to do the Arcadia extension.
Yeah.
And had we not spent the money on our new bridge, that's one that I would have liked to have accomplished.
Right.
And I would have also liked to accomplish the Landen connector from basically the entrance of the airport all the way to the convenience marks up on Highway 68.
And I was told once in the general plan there calls for a road across Silver Creek Wash.
No, I've never seen that. And I've looked at that, and the best you could do is, if you got across there, you'd come up to Rancho Colorado.
Right.
which that
yeah. That you're going to run into the airport. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not going to...
But you live up there in that general area, and it's like, okay, well, now what would you use? Gold Rush Road and then go straight down that hill? My, that would be a steep climb.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
And then it would be a steep climb on the other side.
Yeah, but I was told one time that that's part of the general plan, that that road was going to go through. And I told the young lady then, I said, that'll never happen. So
no, and yeah. to build a bridge across that wash that wall to wall back in the 1980s, that would be impossible to do.
So, Mayor, are we missing anything today?
Oh, there's always so much to talk about, but there's so many good things going on in Bullhead City. I'm just really proud of who we are and where we are and the way that the city is growing and developing. I think there's a lot to be thankful for.
Well, I think our parks are looking better and better all the time, and I think that's something that a lot of our public uses, you know, the splash pad, the pool, the Rotary Park and
Gary Keith Park, and most of that is being done through donations. The Rotary Club and the Matadors and the Kiwanis Clubs, they're all contributing to our park development because the city doesn't have the money to make all these wonderful improvements.
And we have Olivia on in a week or so, who's going to talk all about Gary Keith Park and everything she's doing in there. And right now there's a lot going on there. Of course, the next event that will be there will be the Noon Kiwanis Club when they do their Corn Fest in October. But a restroom is being built, and sidewalks are being put in, and lights and trees, and Olivia's going crazy right now.
She is.
Yeah.
And she's doing a wonderful job.
Yes, she is. And we're fortunate that we have somebody in our town that said, I want to take that over, and I want to get it finished. And I said to her the last time she was in here, I said, with every contractor in our community busy, I mean, they're all busy right now. I said, how is it you get them to donate to you, Olivia? You know, and she says, well, it's just working with them and finding time. And because they are. A lot of what she's doing out there is being donated. So
she's an amazing woman.
Yes, she is. So
and I'm proud to call her my friend since the 1980s when she was our chamber director.
Yes, well, I know. We all remember way back then. Before John was around, back in the day when Olivia was working at the chamber and hustling and then the newspaper and everything else. So, well, Mayor, thank you so much for coming in today and filling everybody in. And we'll have you back.
It's my pleasure.
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you to all you callers.
Yeah, the whole one, Mark, out there.
Silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand-new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand-new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color. Pick your interior. Then picture your family in a brand-new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter, a flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad, smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese, served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrettes. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm Body Paint. You and your buddies have slathered me from face to feet, crafting the word defense across the canvas of your bellies. But now, you're driving to the game and realizing you might be allergic to me. Your eyes water, swell, and can you even see that stop sign? So get Allstate.
For a quote, call Eric at MDIC Insurance, 928-680-6342. That's 680-MDIC.
Not available in every state. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer is here. Now let the travel plans begin. Hi, I'm Debbie Pennington with the Better Business Bureau. The American Hotel and Lodge Associate found 23% of consumers reported being misled by third-party travel resellers. That's $5.2 billion in fraudulent hotel booking transactions. These false bookings can lead to stolen identity or credit card use. When online, use reputable third-party websites like Expedia and Priceline, or go directly to the hotel website. For more travel tips, visit the Better Business Bureau website at bbb.org.
All right, we got a couple minutes here to wrap up with community calendar. And as always, we try to cover everything we can between Kingman, Laughlin, Bullhead, and Needles, and the valleys in between. If you have something you would like on community calendar, all I do is ask you to email it to me. I put it on for free. My email is TuneForce, T-U-N-F-O-R-S-S, at gmail.com. And almost everything is on our Facebook page, and you can always check there. And I try to wrap each event up here with a phone number for you in case you want to call for more information. And starting off with what starts today and goes through the 27th of this month, Harris is having an HR happy hour, human resources happy hour. And that's every day from 4 to 6 at the patio outside of Guy Fieri's little restaurant there. And they'll have all the senior management there. If you're interested in a job at Harris, you walk right up and start talking to somebody. And they can help you right then and there. You don't have to go online and try to get an appointment. So that happens every day, Monday through Friday, from now until the end of the month at Harris from 4 to 6. That's a great deal. Coming up tomorrow, we have the Summer Wildlife Series at the Kingman Library, and that is from 6 to 7, put on by Game and Fish. And if you have a question, you can call Game and Fish at 928-692-7700. This Saturday, there is a life jacket exchange at Kingman Fish and Game, and that's going to be from 10 until noon. Again, questions, call Fish and Game at 692-7700. There is a farmer's market in Kingman. Well, everything's happening in Kingman this weekend. There's a farmer's market in Kingman that takes place Saturday from 8 until noon. You have any questions, you call Tom, and he's at 542-6059. And then, coming up here Saturday night in Laughlin, hold on, I'm gonna change songs here, because Saturday night in Laughlin is Three Dog Night. Yeah, and you want to see Three Dog Night, 8 o'clock at the Edgewater, and they will definitely, you can guarantee that they're going to sing Mama Told Me Not to Come. All right, next week we have a Bullhead Chamber Mixer coming up on next Thursday at Davis House, and that is at 5:30. And questions, call the Chamber, 754-4121. Next week on the 20th, they have Magic Man Adam coming to the Laughlin Library. That's going to wrap it up for me today. It's going to can it for the tuna. Have a great week. What's left of it, Sean Hannity's up next after the news.
The voice of the free, KMTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.